Shavua Tov. Today's daf is daf Hey. And we're still holding on daf Dalet Amud Beis in the second Ma'amar of Rabbi Elazar ben Avivina. Let's just remember what we've done so far. Okay, in daf Beis we analyzed the various shiurim of the beginning of the Zman of Kriyat Shema with some reference to the Sofa Zman. And daf Gimel, it is actually Shalosh Mishmaros Avelayla, it's Gimel. The issue on Gimel was essentially a discussion of the Mishmarot, both in terms of the Halakha, in terms of the various Rumozim that we had on Daf Gimel. Daf Dalet, an easy way to remember it is David, Dalet for David, right? Because it's all about the various issues of explaining how it is that David knew it was from Chatzos and so on. We got into the other questions in the middle about what the shear is at Chatzos. But you remember David, Chatzos, and so on. So the question of the Rabbonin, that kind of Rabbonin at Chatzos is there as well, including, interestingly enough, even Tehillah LeDavid, which has nothing to do with our sugya, but which is associated directly with David in the relationship of Geula to Tefillah, and therefore of Kriyat Shema to Tefillah.
Is it those three times when we say it Nashrei?
Why did I do that?
No. When we say Tehillah LeDavid and Ashrei,
it's a reference. Even though Ashrei doesn't include Tehillah LeDavid.
Well, it's just we just say it.
We just say it, correct?
Yeah. So but when we say it twice,
I'm saying just the opposite. We say Ashrei, which is not part of Tehillah LeDavid.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but we. It's interesting.
Sorry about that.
So we're continuing now with Rabbi Elazar ben Avivina, which seems to be unassociated with the sugya directly, but it's just another ma'amar, Rabbi Elazar ben Avivina. Godol ma she'ne'emar ben Michael, yoter b'ma she'ne'emar b'Gabriel. Dilu b'Michael, chtiv, vayo'af alai echad min ha'srafim. Notice that the lotion is vayo'af, is a single te'ufa. Whereas Gabi Gabriel, chtiv, va'ish Gabriel asher ra'iti b'chazon b'techila, Mu'af biyaf implies that it requires two different steps in order to get to me, and therefore is clearly not as dramatically a response of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one of these things we see as being capable of bringing out some hanhaga milamala. The question is, how direct is that hanhaga? When it comes to Michael, which is the Tsar of Yisrael, Minasarachmim, and so on, as opposed to Gabriel, which is Midat Hadin, apparently there's a much more direct ability to carry something out. When it comes to Gevura, it requires two steps. But who said, it says, Echad min Asrafim. How do we know Echad min Asrafim is a reference to Michael? I mean, you took it for granted that it's Michael. Mimai mashmada hay Echad Michael. Omar Rabbi Yochanan atyachad Echad. We learned it out from Gezer Shava, actually. Iksiv hacha vayov alay Echad min Asrafim. So we see that the Echad is called Michael, Bala Azrini. The Braita says Michael is Ba'achat, as we just saw, Gabriel Bishtayim, Eliyahu Bi'arba, this is a Kabbalah, Malachamavet Bishmone, Ubishat HaMagifa Bi'achat. At the time of a Magifa, there is a Hefkerut of Mavet, and the Malachamavet has very simple access to people. Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Afa Pishakara Adam Kriyat Shema beBeit HaKnesset, Mitzvah Likroto Mitaton. We're about to embark on a long digression which begins with this Ma'amar of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, in which Kriyat Shema ala Mita is Nogea Nata Halocha of the Mitzvah of Kriyat Shema. Although remember, we did say according to Rashi, since Rashi paskins that Zman Kriyat Shema is from the time of Tzeit HaKochavim, as it says in the Mishnah, supposed to read in Tosfos, he holds that the Kriyat Shema Amita is the main halakha nowadays, at least in his time nowadays. Actually, nowadays things have changed, and people have begun being makpid to daven in Kriyat Shema Bizmano in many places, which is after Tzeit HaKochavim. Nonetheless, there are places in which we find Arvit and many Balabat Shoals, people come back, they're not going to have a chance to get together again for Arvit, they daven Arvit early. And they say Kriyat Shema, and among the Sfaradim is very known, and they say Kriyat Shema at that time. So Rashi says we have to be so mechlem that the Kriyat Shema Lamita is Mikra Din. Well, what we're saying over here is even though a person was Yotze is Kriyat Shema, nonetheless a special issue of saying Kriyat Shema Lamita. Now we'll see that Kriyat Shema Lamita has certain segulot in terms of things, bad things that might happen to a person, in terms of Yisurin, in terms of Mazikin, and so on. We've already seen a relationship of Kriyat Shema to Tefillah. First of all, in terms of the Smichas of Gula, the Tefillah. Secondly, in terms of the way the Rabbeinu Tam learns Zalach in general, that we have a right to look at the dinim of Zman Tefillah that are connected to Zman Kriyat Shema. This is another element of Kriyat Shema, and then we're going to find there's yet another element of Kriyat Shema, as we know, that relates Kriyat Shema to Limud HaTorah in general, because Afilu Lo Korah, Kriyat Shema Ba'al HaBavokar Ba'erav, he's going to be Yotze, the din of Yigitavam, the Yigitavam is Yom and Laila, the reference to Kriyat Shema as well. So there's some other elements of Kriyat Shema which now the Gemara is expanding upon. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi says, okay, even though you read Kriyat Shema, Beit HaKnesset Mitzvah HaKroto HaMita Tohom, Rabbi Yossi Maikro, where do we see this in the Pasuk? Rigzu v'al techeto imru bilvavchem amishkavchem v'domu sela. So in other words, say bilvavchem, say the parsha that includes bilvavecha or alivavecha, say that now, al mishkavchem, meaning b'shoch b'cha, v'domu, and now go to sleep. Omer of Nachman, im tamit chachamu ein sarif. If he's anyway learning in his mind all the time, so Tamit Chacham generally is thinking about his learning and reviewing his Seder HaMishnah and so on, there's no need for special involvement in Kriyat Shema. Omer Abaya, af tamit chacham ibay lemeva chat suk derachem. I mean, you should say something that is an expression in an actual articulated expression of a bakoshes rachmim, like you could say biatchav kiduchi, badito ti Hashem kelemet. Omer Rav Levi bar Chama Rav Shim bar Lakish leolam yargiz adam yetzer tov yetzer hara shneemar rigzu ve'altechato. We'll see this is directly nogea, first of all Kriyat Shema, and secondly the psukim that we were dashing before about al mishkavchem. So we're going to get to in a moment why it's Nogia Kriyat Shema. But in general, what a person, let me finish, I didn't explain it, but what a person should do is when he finds in the Tiyat to doing an Avera, he should hold forth with a war. In other words, directly confront Yargiz Adam Yetzer Tov Yetzer Ra, and fight it out in his mind to try to focus on the things that are important to him and to be upset at the fact that he's being taken away from the focus that he likes to think about, things that actually would prefer not to think about, but finds himself needing to think about. So it says, Rigzu, let's fight it out, Ve'al techeto. Im nitzcho mutav, now if that word's good, Im lav yasok b'torah, because the Asik in Torah can actually help a person to get back to his real state of mind. If that helps, Im nitzcho mutav, Im lav yikra kriyat shma, Shine amar, Al mishkavchem, because it also says in the same lashon, Rigzu v'al techeto, imru bilvavchem al mishkavchem v'domusela. So it's the same pasuk that we had before, of reading Kriyat Shema on the meat al mishkavchem. Over here we say it's also part of Rigzu v'al techeto. So a person should be confronted, or should confront himself with his own desire to sin, and fight himself. And yet the pasuk continues on. Say Kriyat Shema, apparently that's Nogea, the battle. So when a person remembers the Yichud Hashem, that there's really nothing meaningful in the world but that enterprise that we have to be Miyak Hashem Shemayim, so other issues fall to the side and no longer important. If that works, Im Nitzcho Mutav, V'im Lav Yizkor Lo Yom HaMita. If not, you should focus on your own mortality, because the pasuk continues, V'domu Sela. Domu, the ultimate, the final domu, in which a person is silenced forever, is Yom HaMitah. We don't want to start with that, because it's certainly not an effective way to live, it's to constantly focus on your mortality. But if a person is in a position in which he finds he can't control himself, it's a good way to come back down to earth. So this now is another mimer of Rabbi Levi Bar Chama. Again, it doesn't seem to directly relate to the sugya. However, we'll find ultimately that even though we bring things agav they do have relationships in a broader sense to the sugya, as we'll see. But what is meant by these separate steps over here? Of Luchot Ha'Evan, HaTorah, HaMitzvah, Bohorotam. Actually, each one is referenced to other elements of Torah. Luchot is the Aseret HaDibrot. Torah is the actual Torah that we have in the Chamisha Chumshei Torah. That's Mikra. Mitzvah refers to Mishnah, which are the Sugyas LaHalacha. Asher Katavti, Ktiva, which are things that come afterwards, is Nevi'im V'Chtuvim. And Lohorotam refers to Gemara. Gemara, of course, is not a particular book called the Gemara. Gemara simply means the way to understand the Mishnayos and to give a tam and have an insight, which is why it's called Lohorotam, because a person who tries to be Mora from the Shulchan Aruch and doesn't know the meaning of where the halakha derived from is called Mevale Olam. He's an idiot. It destroys the world. You have to understand what you're dealing with. The understanding is the Gemara. And this teaches us that all of them were given to Moshe at the time. Getting back now to our sugya. Anybody who reads Kriyat Shema before he goes to sleep, it's as if he's holding a double-edged sword in his hand to fight off the things which might have hurt him. What makes you think that that's a reference to Kriyat Shema? My mashma, Omar Marzutra, Vitema, Ravashi, Mereshit, Inyana. You have to look at the posik that comes at the beginning here, right before that. What does it say there? There it says, Yaozu Chasidim Bechavod, Yirananu Al Mishkevotan. So what are they being Maranein Al Mishkevotan? That which you say on your Mishkav, which is they're about to go to sleep, in other words. Vechtiv Batrei, Roma Motel Begrunam, Vechere Bibiot Yadam. So in saying over the glory of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that gives them a cherev of piyot. Clearly, it's referring to Kriyat Shema Amitah then. Von Rav Yitzchak Kol HaKorei Kriyat Shema Amitah Mazikin B'dilin Himenu. If somebody says Kriyat Shema before he goes to sleep, then Mazikim, which would normally be Mazikim in his sleep, will stay away from him. Shenema Uvnei Reshef Yagbiu Ot. So Vnei Reshef, we're going to explain in a minute that Vnei Reshef is a reference to Mazikim. And uf is a reference to Torah. So b'nei reshef ein uf ela Torah, shnema hitzaif einecha bo veinenu. All you gotta do is blink your eye, you forget everything you know in a minute. V'ein reshef ela mazikin. Reshef refers to mazikin, it is mizera avul chume reshef v'ketef meriri. I mean, over there the posik is listing the various horrific things in the tochacha of, sorry? No, you skipped the line. Yeah. Om Reb Shimon ben Lakish. There's another issue over here. As I said, there are two things now that we're going to be separating, and the next entire daf is going to be dealing with Yisurin. The daf afterwards is going to be dealing with Mazikin, and it all takes now its beginning from this mimer of what the power of Kriyat Shema Alamita is. So Reb Shimon ben Lakish says, Kol Ha'asik B'Torah Yisurin B'Dilin Himeno. You know, Mazikin, there's a double meaning here, because B'nai Reshev Yagbiyo Uf, I agree that Ein Uf Ela Torah Shem Yitayif Anicha Bo Veinenu. But Reshev, in terms of the Pasuk, since it goes together with Mizera Av, V'Luchum Ereshev, Ketav Meriri, no, Ketav Meriri is a reference to Mazikin, the Ra'av is clearly Yisurin. And therefore, we have to understand it's a reference to both issues over here. So then, Luchume Reshef would be a reference to Yisurim like Ra'av. Omalei Rabbi Yochanan, I understand what you're trying to say. Any child knows that. You go to kindergarten, any idiot knows that. You know, if you don't go to Shabbat Ravan, you'll be no dog. That's a preferential prosik. I don't need what I need over here to get the Eov, a fancy drush that you've got over here, an Eov. I mean, how old's the kid going to be when he gets the Eov? Already in kindergarten, he's already learned. Im shamoa tishma l'kol Hashem l'kech v'yashar b'inav ta'aseh v'azanta l'mitzvotah v'shamata kol chukav kol ha'machalei asher santi mitzrayim lo asim alechach ni Hashem rofecha. It says so beferish. I mean, who doesn't know that? Ela kol she'efshar lo la'asok b'torah v'einos sake. The point of here is the opposite. You're talking about what Torah can do for you. What this is talking about is what not learning Torah can do to you. The coach of Shiloh La Sokhbet Torah, they know a sake. Person has an opportunity to learn and doesn't, then the contrary is true. That a Kodesh Baruch Hu may be a love Yisurin Mechoarin Vocharimoto. Shenema Ne'elamti Dumiya, that I kept my mouth silent. Echesheti Metol. I was quiet from involvement in good. Good being Torah, obviously. Vecheve Ne'echar. and my pains were ugly. And ein tov ala Torah, as we know, like a tov datati lchan torati atazov. Om Rebbe Zer, v'itema Rebbe Chanina bar Papa, bo ra'ei shloki midat ha-kadosh boruchu midat basar v'adam. Midat basar v'adam, adam mocher chepetz l'chaviro. Normally, when you sell something, because you're plotting to sell it, you're selling it because you have to. Generally, I mean, obviously, unless you're a manufacturer, but from things that are close to you, your personal items, you're going to sell because you need the money. So when you sell, the mocher has a certain sadness attached to the fact that he's losing his thing. Whereas the buyer's the guy who's happy. He got a deal on eBay. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu ain't okay. Natan lehem Torah leYisrael v'samach v'yir HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives away the Torah to us. And he's happy about it, because he keeps trying to get us to take it. Shalom HaKilak HaKtom Natati Lachem Torati Al Tazovu. Before she speak out, that, I mean, it doesn't seem like, what did he lose?
It's gifting, right?
It's also gifting, and so that's I don't know, I don't think really personally that's a problem, but there are Mefarshim who explain that it's a sale because it was a chiyuv because of his relationship to the Yavis. Okay, I mean, if you like that kind of Torah, if you like the Kashin, if you like the Torah. But the question over here is, what does he lose? That's a powerful question. But the truth is, once Torah is given to Yisrael, HaKadosh can't express any more opinions. Lo Bajramayimi. So if he hadn't given it away, maybe he could have decided what the halacha is. But now he says, "Nun itzchuni banai." What am I going to say? They tell me what to do. I don't have any choice in the matter. Omar Rava v'tem repista im roeh adam shisurim ba'inalav. The person who sees that things are not going well for him, yefashfesh b'maasav, he should look through his maasim to see whether there's something that it would make sense that this type of thing is happening to him. There needs to be some of the Nefesh HaChaim, his Masber, needs to be, I mean, obviously everybody's going to find something he did wrong. I mean, that kind of solution is no solution. I mean, you know, what do you find so much as you do right? But the question is, it would have to be something that it makes sense, that it's this type of thing. Did you speak Lashon Hara that somebody should speak Lashon Hara about you? Did you steal money that people should be taking money from you? Or you should be losing your job if you hurt somebody else's problem, whatever. So it should make sense. So it's Yafash Meshwama, Subshina Manach Pasad Rachino Vinach Korah Vanashuva Adashem. Suppose Pishpesh Velomatsa. He wasn't able to find anything that makes particularly poetic justice that this should be happening to him, because that's the poetry of Yisurin. The person feels that they're suitable. If he doesn't see that they're suitable, Yitlebi Bitul Torah. He should assume that it's because of Bitul Torah, even though he wouldn't have thought of that himself. Again, here the Nefesh HaChaim says, Bitul Torah is pogam in everything in a person. So you don't see its impact in a particular area, perhaps. So, okay, so this is ma'orer you to recognize that the Bitul Torah is that which was gurin these particular things. If, nonetheless, you still don't see that it makes any sense, im talah v'lo matzah, b'yadua sh'yusurin shel ahavahim. Then they're just expressions of love. Shenemar ki asher yohav Hashem yochiach. He who God's love, he beats him up. Because there's always a way in which a person can, as a person reaches a certain level of complacency and a rut that he's in which, he's a good guy and he figures, God figures I'm a good guy and he is a good guy. But he's never going to really go anywhere. So sometimes he needs a kick in the pants. So the Yisurin provide him a kick in the pants. So that's an act of Ahava. If I go to Shvoko, doesn't care about the guy, so let him live happily ever after. What do I care? I mean, Amar Rava, Amar Abzcher, Amar Ravuna, Kol Shachadosh Baruch Hu Chafetz Bo. If I go to Shvoko, really desires a person, he crushes him. Medak Obi Yisurin. Shnema, V'Hashem Chafetz, so as we read this, God likes him? So then he's going to be Menachem. Dako Echeli. He's going to give him tzaras of all kinds of sufferings. Echeli is a general sense that doesn't mean holy necessarily in the medical sense, but to weaken in particular different areas it could mean. Like we say in English too, it makes him sick with, you know. I'm sick of this. Doesn't mean you're medically ill. Yochel afilo lo kiblei mi'avan. And you might think that if a guy doesn't enjoy Yisurim. He doesn't see that there's any toilets of this for him. And all he is upset about it. So you might think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will still give him Yisurim. Talmud Omar, therefore the Torah says, Continuing on with this, im tasim asham nafsho, it's only if he acts with his own nefesh, then Hashem chafetz dako echel im tasim asham nafsho. What's asham nafsho? Like an asham, nefesh, by the way, always means your own desire. Im yeshes nafshecha. Right? That means if you have the desire. So nefesh would therefore mean you need to do these yisurim just like you're not sham. If you're going to bring a korban hasham, so ma hasham ledat, you can't bring a korban hasham unless it's l'ritzon cha, av yisurim ledat. So if a person suffers these yisurim shalava and he's happy with them and accepts them, b'lev shalem, then he has, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them to him. If he doesn't accept them, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them away from him. V'im kiblem, if he's mekabel them as love, maskaro, continues the pasuk, yir ezera yarich yamim. And even more, Talmudum mitkayim biyado, he remembers his learning. Shinemar v'chepet Hashem biyado yitzlach. Pligibar of Yaakov bar Yidiv v'Rav'achav bar Chanina to define what could be included in Yisurin shel Ahava. One of them says, Eilu em Yisurim shel Ahava, kol she'en ben bitul Torah. If the Yisurim do not cause you to have to stop learning or reduce your learning, then they might be Yisurim shel Ahava, but certainly not if they're hurting your learning. Shinemar Ashrei HaGever She'tiyasrenu Ya U'mitoratecha T'lamdenu. So in other words, as long as he's still learning your Torah, then he's Ashrei. But if it's going to be Bitul Torah, then it's not a good thing. V'charamar Eloheim Yisurim HaShalava. The other man, the Yomar, says no. What defines Yisurim HaShalava is called She'en Behem Bitul Tefillah. Shinemar Baruch Elohim HaShalo Yisir Tefillati V'chasdo Meiti. So you see that Chasdo comes together only with tefillah, but otherwise we can't look at it as love. Both of them could be yisurin shalava, even if you lose your tefillah and you lose your learning. Makes no difference to what extent that tochacha destroys your functionality. Don't read that to lamdenu, elo til lamdenu. This is something which you have taught us from your Torah. Dovar zemi toratcha til lamdenu. Where do we see in the Torah the importance of what it is that Yisurin can do for a person? Kal v'chomer v'shein v'ayin. You take a look at a halacha in the Torah, which is called going out to freedom. If you hit a slave, you knock out an eye, you knock out a tooth for that matter. The guy goes free for one crummy tooth that he could have gone to the dentist, would have had the same thing happen to him. He goes out free. So, ma shein v'ayin shem echad me'evarav shel adam, eved yotzei behem l'cheirut. For the loss of a small thing, a person goes free, he's liberated. Imagine yisurin shemarkim gufo shel adam, a person whose life is crushed by yisurin, imagine how liberated he is. So he becomes completely liberated from the way he used to look at things, and the things that he was dependent on, and the complacencies of his life, they no longer matter. They're no longer true. He can't be complacent. Doesn't take anything for granted. And so he's become liberated from his small little world, the same way that an eved becomes liberated in a literal sense. In a legal sense, this man becomes liberated in a metaphysical, emotional, and psychological, and philosophical sense. V'ayinu Shimon ben Lakish. Tamar Shimon ben Lakish. Ne'emar brit b'melach, ne'emar brit b'yisurim. We find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about salt as a brit when it comes to the korbanot. That you must make sure that on all of your korbanot, you put melach. V'lo tashbit melach brit. Don't ever leave off the melach, which we see as a brit. Now it says brit b'yisurim, because right after the parsha of the Tochacha, it says Eile divrei ha-brit. So just like brit amur b'melach, you salt a piece of meat. The salt goes into the meat, and look, it's a tough procedure. I mean, it's all exchange of fluids. It's certainly not pleasant to be involved in a bath of salt. But the bottom line is, the melach is mamteket habasar, that causes the meat to become capable of living on. So avbrit amur b'yisrin yisrim emareket kol avonotav shel adam.
Salt on the korban is not to preserve it.
No, no. We're talking about the brit. Mom, guys, it's very disturbing for your conversations in the back there. I mean, I'm sure they have to do with the sugya, but if it's possible afterwards. Mamteket is a lotion of makes something tasty and usable. Yeah, well, matok is one element of mituk. Mituk adin doesn't mean you make din sweet. It means it sweetens in the sense of making it more palatable and acceptable. Tony actually, the Gra is disturbed by what Moshe Baruch has brought out. And that's why it's not a good metaphor. One is talking about mituk and one is talking about the mimareket. They're not the same. The way I explained it was the Marsha's explanation and attempts to really answer the problem of the Gra, which is the idea over here is inserting something in a difficult process ends up giving that thing some positive results. So too, I mean, it may not be precise to say positive results, but a process that looks to be rough and not the right way you'd want it to treat something, nonetheless ends up being very effective for it. So Tanya Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Yomer, Shalosh Matanot Tovot Natan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael. There's three basic things that God gives to Klal Yisrael as a general statement of the way in which they lead life. All of them were given with Yisurim. Ve'elohim, Torah, Eretz Yisrael, Olam Haba. The three basic things is Torah, Eretz Yisrael, and Olam Haba. Torah was given to Yisurim because it's the Asher Agever Shetiyatzrenu Yah Umitorah Techad Adamdenu. So apparently the path, and obviously, I mean, the only way to escape one's complacent notions, which is the essence of Torah, is to teach you how to see reality. The only possible way to see reality is to suffer. The same thing is true about Eretz Yisrael. Tichtiv, ki asher yaser ish et beno, Hashem elokecha miyasreka, which is followed immediately by, ki Hashem elokecha miyachal Eretz Tova, from which comes the expression Eretz Yisrael is nicknamed to be Yisurin. Again, because Eretz Yisrael is not a normal place. It's a place in which you're forced to confront realities, and it's always painful. And you also have...
Not
Medinat Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael. Medinat Yisrael has done a darn good job of giving Yisurin to everybody. It must be part of the Kayach of Eretz Yisrael. And the other thing is Olam Haba. Kiner mitzvah v'torah or v'derech hayim tovachot musar. Look, a mitzvah gives you some light, you know. Torah gives you more light. And the path to life itself, to Olam Haba, is only getting beaten up. Tony Tamak made it Rabbi Yochanan. Kolo Osek Batorah Gmilut Chasadim. Guy who's spending his life being Isaac Batera and in mitzvahs and doing chesed and then buries his children. Mochlin lo hakol avonotav. Omar le Rabbi Yochanan, look, Torah Gmilut Chasadim, I understand. Dechtiv bechesed ve'emet yichupar avon. I don't think this means in God's chesed ve'emet. Meaning it's a reference to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's midot. That's not the point. Chesed ve'emet here refers to gmilut chasadim, from which I can show you, rodev tzedakah v'chesed yimtza chayim tzedakah v'chavod. So the chayim over here is a reference to the element of tzedakah in chesed, not God's chesed. Emet zutorah, shenema emet k'nei ve'al timkor. But I don't know where you get this business of kover banav, minai. Tanalei ahu saba, mishum Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai. He learned it from a Gezerah Shava. Atya Avon Avon. Here it says, Bechesed Be'emet Yechupar Avon. Uchtivatam U'mishalim Avon Avot Elchek B'nehen. So apparently that too is a Kafarat Avonot. Omar Rabbi Yochanan Nega'im Uvanim Einam Yisurim Shel Ahava. Having Nega'im and losing children is not considered to be Yisurim Shel Ahava, which we're going to, in a moment, ask back on this sugya. Negaim lo, is it true that having negaim is not considered to be Yisurim Shalava? But Tanya, now that doesn't mean it has to be Yisurim Shalava, obviously. And as we're talking about, given that we have the test on Amud Aleph, that's established, there's nothing that this is coming for, okay? So there's already Talib of Bitul Torah and so on and so forth. Is it Shaykh that this should be Yisurim Shalava nonetheless? Right, so he's saying no. That's not called Yisurim Shalava. But how can you say that? But Tanya, kol mi shishbur echad mi arba'a mar'ot negaim halalu. No, there's four essential Merot Nagoyim, the Se'et and the Baharet, and then each one has a Toldah. Se'et v'Toldata, Baharet v'Toldata. So it's four Marot Nagoyim. Whoever has one of those four Marot Nagoyim, Enan Elam is Bach Kapara. He's a altar of Kapara. I mean, that sounds pretty darn good. Yeah, I mean, it's darn good, but it's not Yisurin Shalava. Mizbeach Kapara, yes. Yisurin Shalava, no. Yisurin Shalava is not simply a question of Kaparat Avonot. Yisurin Shalava, as Raj explained before, is ripping you out of your complacency to give you beyond what you would otherwise be capable of in Olam Haba. So like this, yeah, it's almost a truism, you know, you have people that were completely transformed because of whatever trauma, you know, and suddenly, you know, reach stages of Gedula that they're not, normally you wouldn't have assumed they were capable of. Either in a global sense, even in a particular Maisim, which, you know, people are capable of mad acts of heroism and so on. And that's tearing a person out of their norm. Okay, so what does one have to do with the other? He may be a Mizbeach Kapara, in terms of his suffering, bringing tikkun for Avon, which has nothing to do with whether it's Yisurin Shalava, which is a whole new impetus to a different life. So it is a Mizbeach Kapara, it's just not Yisurin Shalava. That's one approach. Or, I mean, Ibai Dema, we could say that maybe we wouldn't have used the word Mizbeach, I mean, to actually be a Mizbeach, perhaps, that's already together Yisurin Shalava, but maybe Ibai Dema Halan V'Alahu, that maybe there's a difference between people in Chutz La'aretz and people here, I'm saying here, they said in the other way around, of course, there's a bubble, which most learn that the inyan is that in, I mean, the difference is the lun in Bavel, where there's no dinim of shiluach b'chutz l'machaneh, because there's no kedusha in the cities, there were no batei arei choma. So there, Yisurin Shalava, but in a place where a person loses his society and is looked at as being someone that's Mikvot Samaga, that's not called Yisurin Shalava. That's how Rashi learns it. There's other Yonah Tosva says it has to do maybe with the being Noheg Tumah V'Taira. If you're Noheg Tumah V'Taira, it's not Yisurin Shalava, and Kutzer it's the word Noheg Tumah V'Taira. So over there, it's only the actual illness of the Negayim. But it's interesting that there's another Pirish, you see the Ein Yaakov Dover, a Mefarshim learned that just the opposite, that in Eretz Yisrael it's Yisurin Shalava, in Chutz La'aretz it's not Yisurin Shalava. The Ben Ish Chai has a very interesting chat, it says in Chutz La'aretz nothing is Yisurin Shalava. And it's because people's life is not, are not such that they can respond. No, in Chutz La'aretz. So, but a person could get an egg. There's no din of house.
Is that connected to the
one
that says a dark?
It says what?
A dark
Chutz La'aretz. To some extent, I mean, it's the same idea. People are not responsive in Chutz La'aretz. So it's the idea that something is going to liberate you, and so on and so forth. It's not. Is Shayat specifically to Eretz Yisrael? Could simply be where the nega is, and as a person who's wearing a nega on his forehead as a mark of Cain is not Yisurin Shalava. Somebody who has negayim, but it's an amalka mutzna, that could be Yisurin Shalava. Now, Rabbi Yochanan says that bonim lo? What does it mean, bonim? Bonim are not considered to be Yisurin Shalava. Does that mean someone who had children and they died is not Yisurin Shalava? The Omer Rabbi Yochanan Dein Garmod Asirah Bir Rabbi Yochanan would actually walk around with the baby tooth of his 10th child that he had lost. Like, this is all I have left of all my 10 children. He would walk around with that to be Menachem people that suffered a loss. And he would, this is where the Aruch learns, the reference to Garma is not a reference to bone, because how do you walk around with a bone? It's Batame. There's other question, my bone is Bechuyav in Mikvura. Raji says it could be a bone if it's pachas mi sa'ira. Others learn beer is not ben, but rather it's the su'uda that is done for an ovel, su'udat avra. So dein garm dasra beer is that there was a bone left from the su'udah, the 10th su'udas avelas that I would walk around with. It. But whatever it is, he would clearly use the death of his own children to be Menachem people who had gone through a loss. If this was not Yisurin, Rashi says, the question is, to somebody like Rav Yochanan who wouldn't have had Yisurin Shalava, to which Tosfos says, that's crazy. What do you mean? I mean, people have Yisroel all the time, and you're going to necessarily say Yisroel. But so it says the point of here is you can't be Menachem somebody on the fact that you're suffering for your sins. So I too suffer for my sins. Thank you very much. You really make me feel good. Yeah, not exactly. So you tell me that I, Rabbi Yochanan, and Yisroel shall have it. I lost 10 children, and yeah, that there's other people who have suffered. So then that already would be a comfort for them.
Is Rabbi saying two teeth are supposed to be saved for birth?
Supposed to be saved? What?
The
Oruch learns that it's a tooth. So then the tooth it probably means it was partially in the chai, you know. So like the people say the first tooth, you know, baby's first tooth.
And it's Matame, baby.
It's the tooth fairy, it's on his stand. It's a well known thing. I think you're kosher that the tooth fairy would be Matame. What's the matter? It's unbelievable. The Omer of Yochanan, Ben Gamra Srabir, Ela Hodelo Havole Klav. When we're saying Bonim is not Yisroel Shel Av, someone who never had children. Hod Havole Umetu. If he had children, then the death of those children could be Yisroel Shel Av. Rebchia Barava Cholash. Rebchia Barava became ill. Ola Gabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan went to see him, and he was really suffering. On my later, Rabbi Yochanan asked Rabchia Barava, Chavivin Alecha Yisroel, are you enjoying this pain? I don't enjoy the pain, and I am willing to give up on the schar of the Yisurim. On my list, Rabbi Yochanan said, if that's the case, havli yatcha, give me your hand. He gave him his hand, and he took him out of bed, and that was the end of that Yisurim. Now then Rabbi Yochanan got sick. So, olagabe Rabbi Chanina came and asked Rabbi Yochanan, Chaviv and Alecha Yisroel, Amalei, I don't enjoy not one minute of it, and I don't want the schar either. Amalei, Havle Yachas, Rabbi Chanina gave Rabbi Yochanan his hand. Yoiv Le Yadei V'ukme gave him his hand and took him out of bed. Now, wait a minute. I thought Rabbi Yochanan knew that trick, so why didn't Rabbi Yochanan do it for himself? I mean, am I? Look me, Rabbi Yochanan Nafshe. That's no question. Ain chavush batir atzmomi beit asurin. If you're the guy in jail, you're not the guy who's going to do the jailbreak. You need somebody on the outside. So in order to be mechazik someone to get out of something, you need someone external that is going to lift you up. Actually, it's interesting that those who question from Rashi's pshat and chumash with the Yishmol, that the tefillah, you know, the tefillah of the chaylas, the shmas, is the medrash. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not respond to the tefillah of Hagar, but responded to the tefillah of Yishmael. So be conscious that the tefillah of the chaylah is more mekubal. So in here it's mashma, that it's dafka, somebody from the outside, that seems to be a contradiction. I mean, obviously there's no connection between the two sugyas. So we're talking about tefillah. Over here we're talking about the ability to be machazik, a person, to get him out of something. That has to come from the outside sometimes. It's two different phenomena. Rabbi Eliezer, it's not against it's Rabbi Elazar, Chalash. Ola gabe Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan came to visit Rabbi Elazar, who was ill. Chodet avikagane bebayet afel. So he saw that he lived in really poor, he was living in a basement, he didn't have any windows. So galya ledares, Rabbi Yochanan rolled up his sleeve, v'nafal nehura, and light fell into the room. Rabbi Yochanan was so beautiful that he used to actually shine. So Chazid Avik Abachi, Rabbi Elazar, he saw that Rabbi Elazar was crying. Amalei, am I kabachita? Hey, let's not go this far. What are you crying for? Imishum Torah de lo yifash, is it because you led your life and now you feel you're dying, you didn't learn enough Torah? Shanino echad amarbe ve'echad amami tubivat shechaveni bo l'shamayim. Doesn't matter how much you achieved, what mattered is that you attempted, you did your best, and that I'm sure is true of you. Imishum mizoni is because you've been poor your whole life. No, lo kol adam zoch elish tei shulchanot. Not everybody is zocha to have not only the Torah that you have, but also to be rich. Vimishum boni is because you don't have children. Dein gama da sirah bir, this is the tooth of my 10th child that died. Omar Leiser, he said, no, then none of those things bother me. So what are you crying about? I'm crying that you're so beautiful. Lahai shuv for the boli ba'afrika b'china. I can't get over the fact that someone as beautiful as you should be buried one day. Or Marlais, Rabbi Yochanan said, al davari kabakas. Now that's something to cry about. one of the most pointedly beautiful Gemaras in Shas. Ubochu Tarvayu, and they sat and cried together. Sorry? This is Rabbi Yochanan the Amora that we're talking about over here. This is hundreds of years later.
In the Beit it says he was crying.
Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. This is a different door completely. But the pashtus over here is the breakdown in the reality of beauty. Right? In other words, if something is beautiful, then if there's any truth to beauty, then truth shouldn't be able to be destroyed in that level. In other words, whatever it is that Ra has achieved, you would think would not be something that would shine light on that which is truly beautiful. Okay, so I'm just a person, but you are not just some add an additional inyanim that the Gemara elsewhere says that Rabbi Yochanan's beauty was a beauty that traces back all the way to Adam Arishon. And it goes back to the Doros, but it was Me'en Shufrei Adam Arishon in the end.
The reference to Yosef.
No, it goes through the Doros and shows how Rabbi Yochanan's beauty, well, it is a reference to Yosef. He says Adam Izar to Yosef. Okay. Kasina, but it goes all the way back to Adam Arishon's beauty, and therefore shows the horrific impact of chait, that something so beautiful should be shayach to death and mortality. I mean, which of course is, one of, if not the underlying theme of all, literature and poetry throughout the generations. This is this, okay?
So why shouldn't it go on to the next generation?
Well, I don't know. I guess they felt it. I mean, according to you, there'd be no point in reading poetry or seeing tragedies, or, I mean, we might as well throw out the Greeks and throw them. I mean, what kind of crazy question is that? Somebody has had experiences a moment, and I don't understand what you're talking about. Ravuna Takifa Le'arba Me'a Dani Dechamri. Now, Ravuna, who had a good business in wine going, had 400 barrels of wine all go bad on him at once, which was really a disaster. So all the gabei Rav Yehuda Chuda Rav Tzalach Hasidav Rabbon, and so the Talmidei Chachamim and the Talmidim, they came to visit him. Ve'amri la Rav Ada Bar Ava Rabbon, and some say it was Rav Ada Bar Ava, not Rav Yehuda Chuda Rav Tzalach Hasidav. Anyway, whoever it was, they went straight to the issue and they said, "Lie in Marba Mile. We want you to think over the way you've been acting." What? You're chayshed me of doing something wrong that I should deserve to have my money run? Would I take money from somebody? Shalokadin? I did a deal that was shalokadin. What are you old? I did. Amrulais. They said, "Well, what are you old? Because you could shubrik with avidina belodina. What? We shouldn't be chayshed you. We should be chayshed God." So Tosfos says that that's also ridiculous. What do you mean, because when everybody suffers, it's called creation God because you don't tell the guy what did you do. Now, the point is that he was meant to understand. We know what you did. So the way they said it to him nicely is, "What are we supposed to be creation God?" So he caught the remez. I'm like, okay. Somebody knows and somebody heard about it. So just tell me. Omrulay says, "Okay, Hakin Shmialan, what we heard about you is the lo yoiv marshabi shalaris. The dinners you're supposed to give also the cuttings from the vine to your sharecropper as part of the deal, and it's assumed to be part of the deal even when it's not written in the contract. We heard that you don't do it." Omalahu, he said, "For God's sake, mikashavik le midi mine, the guy doesn't leave me one penny, or donev le kule, he steals everything. So you're telling me I keep a little bit of branches for myself? This is why I'm suffering." That's what people say. The guy steals from the robbers, but he tastes the taste of robbery. So, it's all very nice to say he steals everything from you, but that's not the solution. So I said, "Okay, I'm a kabbal on myself, I'll pay it all back to him." So some say a miracle happened and his wine turned back into wine. Some say that the market on vinegar suddenly shot up, so he got the same value for the vinegar that he would have had for the wine. It's the same thing in a sense. That what's interesting over here is Nogea la Halacha. is that we paskin oved inish dina lenafsha. The person is allowed to act peremptorily without going to the courts. If he has an opportunity to get money back that somebody has taken from him, he can take it back. So what was he doing wrong?
Does he have to tell the person?
That's one approach. One approach is that the Gemara says elsewhere that don't be nifnas to another person's rishus to lod deloy tafesel of kigana. Ella, go in and break down the door and take your thing, but do it openly. Don't do something in that way. Some learn that that's the tie-in on him, is that this was too tricky. You know, you want to do it, so tell him, look, this is what I'm doing, you take money, and so on. If you take a look in Rashi, you see that Rashi says, me shavikli, me dimine, does he leave me anything? V'chi eno chashud be'inechem shehu gonevli harbe yoter michalko. I mean, is it a chiddush to you? You don't know that he steals more than he was supposed to be getting anyway. So why is he saying, v'chi eno chashud be'inechem? So in other words, by him, he's starting, look, I know that he definitely steals. Yeah, and you understand that that's a given, a guy like this. It's like making a deal with an Arab. But well, you know that he's taking it, but what's the question? You take it into consideration in the deal. In other words, you figure, okay, what's he going to steal from the materials that I leave, and so on and so forth. That becomes part of your cost analysis. I mean, I understand, you understand it's part of the cost analysis. So there, since you don't have a kavua, clear-cut statement as to what is owed you, you can't just go on that basis. In other words, you have to have a clear amount, sometimes even a chafetz. It's a sheet of the Mordecai, that unless the person has your thing, you don't have a right to be avidina lenafshe. Many disagree with that. But it could be that that's what Rashi is being miramis to over here. I don't have a sense of precisely, but I sure know that I can keep the branches, because it's ridiculous to give him the branches. No, I should tip him for stealing from me, you know. The other pshat of what Rashi is doing over here is that the Chafetz Chaim was very bothered about this. What right did he have to say Lashon Hara about the other guy? Right? So the Chafetz Chaim says, that's what Rashi is saying. The point is, Rashi is saying, look, anyway, you already understand that he's chayav. I'm not saying over anything. So I mean, to be chayshed me. I mean, instead, you already have a chayav, don't be chayshed him. So no, on that basis, okay, but then it has nothing to do with the sugya of Avinish Dino Lenavsh. Tanya Abba Binyamin Omer, al shnei dvarim ayiti mitzta'er kol yamai. There were two things I was very careful about all my life. Al tfilati shetei lifnei mitati, meaning what? My tefillah should be in front of my bed? What does that mean? That what I should wait at that, go into my bedroom and daven in front of my bed. I mean, how do you know that you should not daven when there's something between you and the wall? You should daven directly facing the wall, but as Mefarshim explained, something that is kavua there is not considered to be chotzeitz between you and the wall. It's a closet. Closet is also the wall, even though it's not built in. So she'ne'emar v'yasev Chizkiyahu panav el hakir v'yitpalel. So Chizkiyahu turned to the wall. So apparently you should be facing directly the wall. So it couldn't have mean that. It meant that lo te'melifnei mitati le'ema samuch l'mitati. What he meant was that he would daven samuch l'mitas. In other words, so that he would get up and immediately daven. Rashi throws in, and I wouldn't learn before davening either. Which is fascinating, because Tosfos says, I don't know, where did you get that from? There's many cases we see later on in the Gemara that people wake up early, would learn before davening, when we have daven amalek. I mean, so where would we get, where did Rashi get this? That you're not supposed to learn before davening? I mean,
is he saying transposer, or just that this was the
apparently it seems to be a mila, not to learn before davening. I mean, Lamaisa, we do learn from this Gemara la'alocha, not to do malocha before davening, although there's also a later on that deals with that more openly. Okay, we'll wait till we get to that sugya. And what about the other thing? What's this? כל הנותן מיטתו בין צפון לדרום, הבי לו בנים זכרים. שנאמר, וצפונך תמלא בטנם יזבעו בנים. So צפונך, we're darshaning as צפון, being in the צפון, will fill the belly, meaning the uterus, with children. Rendavra Yitzchak Omer, af ein ishto mapelet nefelim. It also means that I don't believe it. The two of them are sitting together after all of these years, 25 years, and they're sitting together again. I separated them in kindergarten. Don't think I don't hear what's going on over there. Nothing changes. Nothing changes. What's the name of that? Everything I needed to know, I learned from giving it. So that's it.
It's my life.
That's right, it really is. In a very important way. Okay, so this actually is also a very curious Gemara. In other words, what exactly is the issue over here? I mean, some learn that the idea is that because Tosfos brings the Shechina is Mizrah or Ma'ariv, you know, but if you're in the Makom HaMikdash or normally we say Shechina b'Ma'arav. Anyway, so a person shouldn't be sleeping by Mizrah l'Ma'arav is referring to sleeping with his wife by Mizrah l'Ma'arav. So his bed shouldn't be by Mizrah l'Ma'arav. It's a Gnai l'Shechina. But it's interesting, in the Zohar it says exactly the opposite. Make sure that your bed is by Mizrah l'Ma'arav. You know, so no matter what you're going to do, you're going to do something wrong or something right. Although there are those who are... there are those who say that it's Nogea the same thing. In other words, the question is, are we talking about Bein Mizrach L'Ma'arav lengthwise or Bein Mizrach L'Ma'arav widthwise? So there you go.
I was going to say, pitch a bit up upright.
Space capsules.
Yeah.
Tana Abba Bin Yamin, I'm another Maimer of Abba Bin Yamin. It's Shnayim, Shnif Vesula Hitpalel. Two people are going to daven. It's a reference to tefillah at night. And tefillah at night used to be dangerous because the Beit HaKnesset was usually outside of the city, close to the Sada, in places where it was dangerous to walk at night, and therefore they would always wait until you have a minyan, you know, to walk back together and so on. If a guy is taking his time davening and you want to leave, so you leave. Somebody who does such a thing, lo yimtin et chaveiro v'yatza, torfin lo tefilato b'fanav, they rip up his tefillah in his face. Sh'ne'emar, toref nafsho be'apo, and nefesh is a lotion of tefillah, v'shpoch et nafshi lifnei Hashem. So I pour out my soul. And somebody said, when a person pours out his soul, he's saying his deepest, his innermost things, his desire, and that's his tefillah. So toref nafsho be'apo, ripping up his tefillah in his face. What did you think going out? Did you think that the Shechina maybe left because you finished your davening? For you, the Shechina should have walked away from the other guy. So you figured, well, if I'm finished, why can't he stop davening? I mean, God left anyway because I finished, you know. So, that's apparently what you're thinking. So for such an idiot, we'll rip up his tefillah in his face. Really cute pasuk. Yeah. What a shtach. And the truth is that he causes ultimately the Shechina to leave Klal Yisrael b'chlal. The Shechina should stop like Yisrael. Shechina vayatik tzur mimkomo. Because what's the pshat? That the tzur, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, will leave his place. Ein tzur ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shechina tzur yolot chateshi. The imhim tin lo mas haro if lo maisi waited for him. What sachar does he get? Om Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, look at the continuation. Zochel ha-brachot ha-lalu, shenema, lu ikshavta mitzvotai, vayikana ha-shlom echa, vizitkat chakika le-ayam, vayikachol zar echa, vatsetzei me-echa, so on and so forth. That's pretty darn good. So all of that are the things that you get for waiting. It's beautiful Tosfos over here that brings from the Rabbeinu Tam that talks about that this was Davka at that time. When the Beit HaKnesset was in a mokum of Sakona and Balayla, and it brings a story, it tells a story about the Ri, that the Ri, Bedavka, would make at Ma'ariv, he would daven a very long Shmoneh Esrei, to make sure that everybody else was finished. And if he saw somebody come in to daven late and that person wasn't finished, he would sit down and would learn until he was finished. That's just a nice, beautiful insight to what was going on in France at the time. And he says, even though Lamaisa, we nowadays don't have the same constraints, it's a good idea. Na'elach mir aflanu. The re could do it, we can do it too.
Shavua tov.
That's the way that, yeah, in other words, that's something.